about this crowd, Brother JD. They don't waste no time. Amen. Amen. They don't waste no time. Amen. James, I appreciate you, brother. Amen. All right. Praise God. Let's see if I can get hooked up here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is it on, Brother James?
It's supposed to be
alive. It is now. I think it is now. Amen. Hallelujah. You enjoy that song tonight?
Amen.
Glad I'm in church tonight.
Amen.
You know, I've been wrestling for the last two or three days about what to preach tonight. And I really felt like I had the message that God wanted, but God has definitely changed my mind. And so if you have your Bibles, turn to Titus chapter number 3 tonight. Titus chapter number 3. And I'm going to read the first three verses tonight in Titus chapter number 3. And then we'll preach the message God's given us to preach here on a Friday evening. Amen. Is this Danville? Is this where we're at? Is this considered Danville?
Ringgold.
Amen. Ringgold. And good to be in Ringgold. Amen. Praise God. It's good to be anywhere in it. Say amen.
Amen.
Titus chapter number 3. And I want to read the first three verses I said. And I want to preach a message tonight. I preached it at the church a few weeks ago. And I got some of the church members here. But one man said, if it's worth saying one time, it's worth saying twice. Amen.
Amen.
And that's exactly right. Amen. And I believe tonight that you'll agree with me that we're living in a bad world. We are living in a bad world. Amen. It's so mixed up. Amen. They're trying to now get us to where if a little boy thinks he ought to be a little girl, amen, a little girl thinks that she ought to be a little boy, that they're going to make us where they can do these things. And I tell you what, friend, this is a mixed up world, a bad world in which we're living in. But I'm glad, thank God, I'm saved by the grace of God. And I'm glad, listen, friend, you and I can be a good Christian in a bad world. Amen? And I want to preach on that tonight, a good Christian in a bad world. Would you read with me tonight? Titus chapter number 3, verse number 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish. Notice what the Bible says. For we all ourselves were also sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts, pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. Amen. It has often been said that a Christian is in this world, but we're not of this world. Thank God, I'm glad I'm just passing through. Amen. My home is somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. We are Christians in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. I believe tonight, Brother J.D. Walker, that you and I, and all those who are here tonight saved by the grace of God, I believe we can be good Christians in a bad world. I think that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be good Christians. You know as well as I do that the world is just looking for a Christian to fall. The world is not interested in a successful Christian. The world's not interested in one that's walking with the Lord. But let me tell you something tonight, church. Let a Christian fall, and friend, he'll hit the front page news. It'll be on the local TV stations. It'll be down at the barber shop. It'll be over at the grocery store. It'll be down at the restaurant. And they'll all be talking about how this Christian failed, how they sinned and failed in sin against God. Amen. They're not interested in us doing right and being good. But Brother Lonnie, thank God, we can be good Christians in a bad world. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. The Bible says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word conversation is based on a Greek word for city, which means it refers to one's citizenship. Thank God, I'm glad. Amen. I'm a citizen of another country. I'm an ambassador. The Bible says that we're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled. I'm an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm to represent Him. Amen. In this world. Amen. A bad world. A bad world. Thank God. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm to be a good ambassador, a good Christian for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to give you three things quickly tonight, and I'll be through. Three things, of the things we need to be mindful of if we're going to be good Christians in a bad world. Three things we need to keep in mind. Number one, we need to be reminded of our commission. Let me tell you something tonight, church. God left us here for a purpose. Amen? God left us here for a purpose. You say, what is that purpose, teacher? It's to spread the gospel. The Bible says in Mark 16:15, go ye therefore in all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. I'm here to tell you tonight that God has given us a commission. He wants us to go and tell the world about the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. We need to be mindful of that. If we're going to be good Christians in a bad world, we need to be reminded daily that, listen, we have a commission to go and tell sinners about the Lord Jesus Christ, to go and tell them how that Jesus loved them and died for them on the old rugged cross. Amen. And you say, how do we do that, preacher? Number one, we show them. Oh, yeah. We show them. You say, what do you mean? The Bible said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, where will it shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither be light a candle to put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I'm here to tell you, friend, the world has heard enough sermons. They need to see some sermons in action. Yes. We need to show them, bless God, that living for Jesus is real. Yes. Amen. Yes. That living for Jesus is what we're going to do. And that's what they need to see, some victorious Christians living for God. Amen.
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 That's good, preacher.
We're to show them. The Bible says in Colossians 4, verse 5 and 6, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Oh, yes. We are to answer every man. Our speech is to be seasoned with grace. It's not God's will for us, listen, friend, to get out here in the world and show ourselves, listen, friend, contrary to what the Bible says. But God wants us to show ourselves in the world a Christian, a victorious Christian, living for God. Amen. We're to show them. Amen. Show them. Then number two, we're to tell them. Show and tell.
Yeah.
We need to tell them. Amen. When we show them, we should tell them. Oh, yeah. I mean, friend, that's why we have gospel tracts. Amen. That's why we have gospel tracts. We give them out. We witness to people. We tell them about Jesus. Amen. If we're going to be a good Christian in a bad world, then we're going to have to be a good representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have to tell folk about Jesus. Amen. Everywhere we go, leave a gospel tract. You go into a restaurant, amen, leave a gospel tract. Amen. You go into a bathroom somewhere, put a gospel tract. Leave tracts, amen. You can't never tell. People pick them up. People read them. People get a conviction. And people get saved by the grace of God. Amen. And listen, friend, that's part of the commission, is spreading the word. Hallelujah. Spread the word. Amen.
Amen.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea, and the uttermost and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Jesus said that, listen, friend, when we're filled with the Spirit of God, when we're filled with the power of God, the Spirit of God, it's not to speak in an unknown tongue. No, no. It's not to speak where people can't understand you. It's to speak where people can't understand you. And tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why, listen, friend, we're filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Bless God, go down in the woods, get you a gallon of water, get by an old oak tree, pray and ask God to fill you with the power of God. Get you a bunch of gospel tracts, go knocking on doors and tell somebody that Jesus loves them and dies for them. Amen. On an old rugged cross. That's being a good Christian. Could you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, preacher, you're right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be a good Christian, Brother Lonnie, in a bad world. We're going to have to be reminded of our commission every day.
Yes. Right.
Amen, brother. Everybody we meet. Oh, it's not they're rich or poor. It's not they're educated or uneducated.
Come on,
God. It's either they're lost or they're saved.
Amen. Right.
Amen. They're lost to save. My God, help us to get back. This is what Jesus left us here for. I mean, praise God. I wanted to preach on prayer tonight. I preached a message, what prayer will do Wednesday night. And I really felt like God was leading me that way. But friend, I'm going to tell you something. I had a time back there in that prayer room. I like that, don't you? That's good. I like it when people feel something. Amen. Hallelujah. I like it. Bless God when people get hooked up. I like when people shout and praise God in the prayer room. Amen. Boy, that gets you excited. People praying. Amen. I tell you what, after we pray, after we're filled with the Spirit, God wants us to do something with it. Let's get out there and tell somebody about God. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't believe in isolation.
Come on.
No, sirree. I believe in separation, but I don't believe in isolation. I believe we're to be separated. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I don't believe we should be isolated. God didn't save us to go up into a mountain somewhere in a monastery and stay by ourselves. Let me tell you something, friend. God saved us, amen, to be a light. Hallelujah. God saved us, friend, to be a light in a dark world. Amen. To shine bright for the glory of God. Not hide ourselves up there in a mountain cave somewhere, but get down here. Listen, friend, on level where and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. When's the last time you took the Bible and told somebody about the Lord? When's the last time you asked somebody if they're saved by the grace of God? Amen. I tell you, friend, we can pray, we can shout, we can preach, but friend, when we get out there in the world, we need to put what we got in here in shoe leather and walk it out there and talk it. Amen. Oh, yeah. Well, glory to God. We're going to be a good Christian in a bad world. We're going to have to be reminded of our commission. Oh, yes. Then number two, we're going to have to be reminded of our conduct as well. Oh, yeah. Our conduct. The way that we act. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. It only takes you a few seconds to lose your testimony. It might take a lifetime to get it back. Amen. Amen. Lose your testimony. It's like cutting a piece of newspaper up into a million pieces and throwing it up in a windstorm. Amen.
That's right.
To get that testimony back, you may have to go gather every one of those. I'm talking about a million pieces. Every one of those pieces. Hey, but let me tell you, it's almost impossible to do. Are you listening to me? Let me tell you something, friend. A testimony is a great thing to have. What do you mean by testimony, preacher? I'm talking about an influence. That's what a testimony is. A testimony is nothing more than an influence. And we're to have an influence on this ungodly world. If we're going to be good Christians in a bad world, we got to conduct ourselves the way God wants us to conduct ourselves. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. I believe that, don't you? Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and that everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In 2 Timothy 2:19, we name the name of Christ. We ought to live like we know Christ. Can somebody get it?
Amen.
We can't jump with the jokers and cuss with the cussers and drink with the drinkers. Can somebody say amen right now? We need to live a separated life for the glory of God and conduct ourselves the way God wants us to conduct ourselves. Amen.
That's good. Yeah. Come on.
Lose it just like that.
Yes.
Just like that. Lose it. I've been reading in the newspaper about this Duggar family. You know what I'm talking about? They got all them kids. Amen. Well, that's come out now. You know as well as I do that this boy did something he shouldn't have done. And look how it's hurt that family's testimony. Huh? I'm telling you, friend. I'm telling you, there are people that was glad to see that. There were people that were glad that that happened. Now all they can say is, hey, look at that crowd. I've heard them on there say that they were this and that. But look at them.
Look how they've lived. Look what they've done. Amen. That's what the world will say when someone messes up. Can somebody say amen? That's why it's very important, brother, that we conduct ourselves in a way that's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. Somebody's watching. Somebody's watching. Somebody's watching you when you go into a restaurant and you sit down. Amen. I used to work with a guy down at the mill, that washing the mills, Brother Mahan. He was he went to a church over there on 4th Avenue, and it was comical in one way, but in one way it wasn't. He claimed to be a Christian, saved by the grace of God. And he had several different ways that he would ask the blessing over his food. And I'd watch him. Brother Billy, I'd watch him. I'd ask the blessing over the food. I'm going to tell you something. Y'all not be ashamed. People, you ought not be ashamed of the Lord to bow your head in public and say, oh, God, thank you for the meal. Bless it and use it. Amen. We ought to do that. But this is what he would do. He'd take his handkerchief and yawn. He'd go like this. Oh, bless you. He would say the blessing while he was yawning. He didn't want anybody to know he was praying. He won't, oh yeah, brother, I've seen it. I've seen him drop his handkerchief on the floor and say a blessing going down and come. Huh? That's the God's honest truth. I thought to myself, my God. Over at Fuzzy's one night, Brother Sammy Allen came in over there. Brother Sammy loves barbecue. God, he buys it by the pound. He don't just get a sandwich. He's got to have a pound of it. Amen. There's in there one night. Brother Sammy got to praying. And I mean, it was packed. There was probably 100 people in that restaurant. And everybody shut up and got. He got to praying so loud that nobody was saying anything. Everybody shut up. The whole crowd, listen, friend, was asking the blessing. That's happened. I'm already through. Amen. But I'm telling you, he wasn't ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Conduct ourselves. We need to conduct ourselves in a way that's pleasing to the sight of God. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, it starts by treating one another the way we're supposed to treat one another. Can somebody give me an amen there? I tell you, Jesus said, by this shall you men know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. If we can't love each other, how we gonna love? Amen. Praise God, brother. I was wondering when I was going to get a shout out of you. Say amen. I'm glad you gave it all you. Amen. Yes. How we conduct ourselves. We're to be mindful of the way we conduct ourselves. But watch out. Watching you. Amen. There's somebody watch us, Brother James. We better be right. We better be right. We can't, listen, friend, go out here and tell folk about Jesus.
That's right.
And live contrary.
Come on, brother.
Amen. We can't lie, cheat, steal.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We gotta be honest. Amen. Honest before God. We got to do it, amen. If we're going to be the good Christian in a bad world, Brother Jimmy, we better conduct ourselves right. Oh, yeah. Be mindful of our conduct. The Bible said we're to be submissive to authorities. Now, I'm going to tell you something, friend. The Bible teaches me that if authorities go against God's word, we're to submit God's word. God's word has authority. Amen. I tell you what. You hear me and you hear me well. Listen, friend, by the grace of Almighty God, by the grace of Almighty God, if they come to me and they say, look, Jim and John want to get married and they want you to marry them. By the grace of God, I'm not marrying no Jim and John. Amen. Or Bill and Tom say, the court may say, listen, friend, we are to submit to the word of God, and the word of God said that's wrong. Amen. Down in Rockingham County, we had a master over there to quit because he wouldn't do it. He said, I retire. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not yoking two men up or two women. I'm not doing it. And he quit, retired, got out of it. Amen. They were going to force him to do that. I'm going to tell you something. That's sad. Knowing what that Bible says, friend. Knowing what that Bible says, we're to submit to the authority of the Word of God and not what man says. Amen. God's Word supersedes man's Word. Well, what are you trying to say, preacher? Should we conduct ourselves in that way? Listen, friend, I'm not for going out here and carrying signs. I'm not for going out here and picketing. I'm not for all that. I'm just for living right. Amen. Just living right. Just do right. Bob Jones Sr. said, do right. Right till the stars fall out of the sky. As Christians, we ought to do right. Amen. Have the right kind of attitude. Not a holier than thou. Not, listen, friend, hey, I'm better than you are. But we should say, look, this is what the Bible says, and I'm going to stick with what the Word of God has to say. I'm going to deny myself away according to the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said we're to be ready. Amen. Yeah, thank you, brother. Praise God. Amen. I better not do that. Amen. Be ready.
Right.
What the Bible says, be ready. Did you see what the Bible said? Good night. Oh, Jimmy, I'm going to tell you something. This is sometimes hard. The Bible says, be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient. Deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But oh, the Bible said, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Amen. 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 The only difference between me and that ungodly world that I'm preaching about tonight is Jesus Christ. Because I was once a part of that ungodly world, but God saved me out of it. God convicted me one Sunday morning. I walked in an aisle, got saved by the grace of God. That was 39 years ago, May 16, 1976. Hallelujah. And look back. I have not looked back. Amen. Thank God. I've been going ever since. Amen. Living and trying to live for God all these years. Amen. Amen. Being faithful, amen. Yeah. To God, that's what I tried to do all these years, amen.
That's right.
Amen. Have you always done right? No. No. But I wanted to. So if we're going to be good Christians in an ungodly world, then we're going to have to be reminded we got a commission. We go out there. We got a commission. We're soldiers in the army of Jesus Christ. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, it may please him who hath called him to be a soldier. We can't get entangled with all the junk that's going on in this world. We got to keep our mind on the commission that God has given us. We got to show the world and tell the world that there's something better. There's something better than alcohol. There's something better than drugs. There's something better than pornography. There's something better than gambling. Hey, there's something better than fornication and adultery. There's something better than preaching. It's Jesus, glory to God. It's Jesus, amen. That's what's better. Woo! Amen. Amen. Be reminded of our commission. Be reminded of our conduct. Oh, yes. God help us to live right. God help us let our light shine. God help us to be a bright light in a dark world. Oh, yes, that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to have a good testimony in our community where we live at. He wants us to have a good testimony on the street that we live on. Hey, one man moved in the neighborhood, and he said, hey, are the neighbors good around here? I said, I tell you what, let me ask you a question. I said, how is the neighbors where you live then? He said, oh, I had some good neighbors. I said, oh, you won't have no trouble living around here. Hey, you good around here too. Hallelujah. Hey, some of you scratching your head, don't know what I'm talking. Hey, amen. If they was good down there, they gonna be good over here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Conduct ourselves. Then number three, I'm closing. You know what we need to remember and be reminded of? Our conversion. You just be reminded of your conversion. Where were you when God found you? I can remember Sister Jewel back there visited. our church. Didn't you, Sister Jewel? And praying for this rascal right here. And I didn't know it. And we start praying for him, and the next thing I know, I went to Reesville, and smoke signals went up. Amen. Brother Lonnie Clark done got saved by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Still in here singing, and ain't that a blessing from God? Amen. He don't look as young as he used to, Brother Jim, but he's still in here. Of course, I don't either. Amen. He's still in here now. Sister Jewel, aren't you glad you prayed for him? He's made you a good one, hasn't he? He has made you a good one. She's been a good one to you, hasn't she, Brother Lonnie? Amen. Boy, if you'd have seen me 40 years ago, Brother J.D., if you'd have seen me under God, the chief of police in Medina, said, I'm going to tell you something. When I was 13 years old, he said, you'll be in jail before you get 21. He said, hey, son, why don't you get back across the river over in Possum Town where you belong? That's why, and Jewel will tell you, like that, I was born and raised in Possum Town. Yeah. Eddie West, the chief of police, said, son, why don't you get on back over across the river where you come from? What'd you do? I got back over across the river where I come from. That's exactly what I did. Amen. Hey, but they didn't know about a God in heaven. I tell you what, when me and my wife started off, we first got married. I tell you what, my daddy-in-law, first time he saw me, he told my wife-to-be, he said, you ain't going out with him no more. No more. You mark it down. That's it. Took one. Hey, I didn't have to say nothing to him. He took one look at me and said, no, no, no. Then we got married, and Brother Billy said, they won't make it. God, they won't make it. This coming January, it'll be 42 years. I've been married all my life. I ain't but 43. Say amen right there. That's God. But they didn't know about the Lord. Amen. That's right. Let me tell y'all a little story, and I'm quitting. Brother Paul Sisk. Y'all know Brother Paul. He's here Monday night. Love Brother Paul. He was my pastor for 12 and a half years. Amen. And my wife, I survived it though, praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'm still here. Some of the roughest corn cob rough preaching I ever heard in my life was in those early years I got saved. God help us. And everything was wrong. Bless God, outside of breathing, amen, and eating, it was wrong. I don't care what it was, amen. God, you remember those days, Lord. But my wife came home from church one Sunday. She started going to church with her mom and daddy. She came home one Sunday after church, and she was crying. And she said, I said, honey, what's wrong with you? And she said, pastor resigned. Pastor resigned. Oh, I didn't know. It didn't bother me none. But then a week later, They had Brother Paul to come in from Brother Don Collins' church and try out for the church. And my wife came home after that Sunday and said, I want you to go to church with me because they got a preacher over there that he plays a guitar left-handed. I said, I don't care if he plays it with his toes. I'm not going over there. God, I ain't, he can play it with his teeth. I don't care. I ain't going over there. Three weeks later, there I was. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe, Brother Lonnie, God heard that. I said I'd never go over there. That's where I got saved at.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's where God used me as a Sunday school teacher there. Brother Paul had me to be a deacon in the church there, singing in the choir, usher, youth leader, visitation, bus ministry, whole nine yards, right there at west side. The church I said I would never go to. Amen. The people said that marriage will never work. And they'll never, I'll tell you what, I remember my conversion. This is what happened to me. God changed me. Thank God. He changed me. He took a beer can out of my hand and put a Bible in it. Thank God. He put losing friends, wickedness, and ungodly talk. He took it out of my mouth and put praise unto God. Amen. Yeah. God, yeah. God, yeah. God. I see people that's in the same boat that I was in. See people in the same hot pen that I was in. What am I going to do? Am I going to throw rocks at them? Am I going to stomp them? Just remember where I was. Remember my conversion when God found me. If I'm going to be a good Christian, I better remember that. The other day, I'm closing. The other day, I was in Hardee's. I told the church about this, Brother J.D. The other day, I was in Hardee's. I was talking to a gentleman that I've been knowing there in Regional for a while. We moving up in the line. We get to the place there where there's a booth there. There's a little girl sitting there, probably about 25, 26 years old, frail, real skinny girl. And we're sitting there talking, and that little girl got up and came over where we were. And she looked at me, she said, "Sir, would you buy me a butter biscuit?" I said, "I'd be glad to." Yeah. I bought her a butter biscuit and I said, "I'm gonna get you a drink to go with it because you need something to wash that biscuit there," and gave it to her. Amen. Yeah. And told her about the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. People in that restaurant looked at me like I was crazy. Like, "What are you doing that for? I wouldn't help that thing. I wouldn't help that thing. She don't deserve." No, she might not deserve it. Amen. But let me tell you something. None of us deserve mercy. None of us deserve grace. But thank God, God gave it to us. Amen. You can't ever tell. Next time I see that little girl, she might got saved by the grace. Next time I see her, she might be in heaven. But I might never see her down here again. I'm going to be a good Christian in a bad world. You think I care what that crowd thought about me buying that girl a biscuit? You think I care what they could think what they want to? Amen. As far as I'm concerned, they could suck an egg that big. I for one, if I'm in a restaurant and somebody's hungry and I got money and I can get them something, I'm not going to give her no money. I'm not going to give her no money. But I sure buy her something to eat. I'll buy him something to eat. God help us. This morning, oh boy, let me tell us, this is my fifth finishing point. Amen. We was down at the farmer's table this morning. Here come a boy walking in. And he used to ride the church bus. Years ago, his name is Daniel Ivey. He's probably about 38 years old now. I promise you, Brother Emmett, I bet he don't weigh 110 pounds. He just walked in the restaurant standing up at the cash register. We were back there at the table. I look up at him, I said, "Hey, Daniel!" I was hoping it was him, amen. He said, he walked back there, "Hey, Preacher King, how you doing?" I said, "I'm fine, how are you doing?" He said, "I'm doing good." He said, "I live over here at Washburn's, over here at the trailer park, down at Washburn's Lake." I said, "Yeah." I said, "That's good." I said, "We're going to come and see you." I said, "How's Deborah?" His sister's name, Deborah. "Hi, Deborah." "She's doing all right," said. "She's got five kids, and the state took them all away from her." That's the kind, now, that's the kind of, and he stood and talked to us for a little while, and he getting ready. He said, "Well, I got to go." He walked in a restaurant, stood at the cash register, stood there, walked back and talked to us. Now he's going, he didn't order anything. I said, "Wait a minute, Daniel, wait a minute." I said, "Come here." I said, "Son, you want something to eat? I'll buy you, listen, I'll buy you some a biscuit. I'll buy you some eggs and bacon. What do you want?" I got to go. He said, "I appreciate it, but I'm going on." Amen. Lord willing, we're going to see them on visitation tomorrow. Amen. Try to get them in church on the sound of the gospel. We're going to be a good Christian. The disciples that day, that woman was wiping Jesus' feet.
That's right.
They was, "Hey, Jesus knew who that was. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be. Hey, if Jesus knew who that was, he knew who he was, who she was."
Right. Absolutely, Doc.
Oh, if Jesus knew who she was, he wouldn't be doing that. Yeah. That's a good attitude. That's why we can't be a good Christian in a bad world. Say amen right there. God help us. We better watch our commission. Be mindful of our commission. Be mindful of our conduct. be mindful of my conversion. Amen. Father, God, I want to be a good Christian in a bad world. God, I want to be. I want to be what you'd have me to be, Lord. I want your power upon my life, dear God, that I can have victory. I can have victory in my life, Lord. Lord, I don't want to look down my nose at anybody. God, I know the pit you brought me out of. I know the miry clay, Lord. I was in when you reached down and rescued me. God, who am I to point my finger? Who am I to judge anybody? I just want to be a good Christian in a bad world. Help me to do that, Lord. I pray that you would and bless this message. May it not fall on deaf ears, God, but may we take it to heart. And Lord, when we leave this place tonight, God, be mindful, be mindful. Be reminded of these things, Lord, as we go about our business. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.